Today I will speak about Kamatz Gadol and Kamatz Katan. If you see a Kamatz at the beginning of a word, and there is no meseg there, no small vertical line next to the Kamatz, then it is a Kamatz Katan. Look in a Siddur in Shmoyne Esrei, Choneinu Me'itecha Chachma Bina Vado'as. Look at the word Chachma, meaning wisdom. There is no meseg after the ches. This is an indication that it is a kamatz katan. After a kamatz gadol, there is a meseg. And after a katan, there is no meseg. A shva after a kamatz katan is a shvanach. Why? Because a kamatz katan is a tenua katana, and after a tenua katana, the shva is a shva noch. I will now go to step two. There is another word, chachima, that means she was wise. This is a verb in binyan kal. This kamatz under the ches is a kamatz gadol, which is a tenua gadola, and it also has a meseg next to it. The word chachima appears in Zechariah, Perek Tes, Pasuk Beis. The Rishonim use different terminology for kamatz gadol and kamatz katan. The Rishonim use the term kamatz rochov for kamatz gadol. So if you see in the Sfarim the term kamatz rochov, it's referring to kamatz gadol. And the term kamatz chatuf for kamatz katan. This should not be confused with chatov kamatz in the category of chatov segel, chatov patach, chatov kamatz, because there the word chatov comes before the word kamatz or patach or segel. In the definition for kamatz katan, it is called kamatz chatov. The next step in letting you know how to recognize a kamatz katan is to see whether the word was derived from a cholim choser. For example, the word oznayim, ears, comes from the shoyresh oizen, aleph, zayin, nun. One ear is oizen, two ears, oznayim, a pair. Whenever the Torah spells the word oizen, it is with a cholim choser, a cholim without a vav. If you look in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Lamed He, Pasuk Yud Zayin, where it says, oznayim lohem v'lo ya'azinu, you will see there is no meseg after the kamatz, and the zayin is a shvonoch, because the kamatz is a kamatz katan. The same is true for the word chodesh, month. It is written with a cholam choser, without a vav. In the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, Per Chof Ches, pasuk Yudalid, the pasuk reads, Zois oilas hachodesh b'chodshoi l'chodshei hashana. Both words, b'chodshoi and l'chodshei, are kamatzim ketanim. There is no meseg, and the Dalid is a shvanach. You can see the same pasuk with in the word chodesh. Chodesh is also written with a cholim choser, zois oilas hachodesh. Therefore, the kamatz was a derivation of the cholim choser, and therefore it is a kamatz katan. Now we will go to the next step. Another way to recognize a kamatz katan. First, let me give you an example from Divrei Hayomim, Aleph, Pasuk Yudches, Perik, Choftes. Pasuk states, Shamro zois la'olam, li'yetzer machshavois levav amecha. After organizing and collecting all materials for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash that his son Shlomo would build, David HaMelech was mispalel to Hashem, remember us for this donation as a great deed and a righteous act. Zechor lonu, zois hanedavo lemitzvah rabo v'litzdaka. The word shamra in this pasuk means zechor, shemor, remember, a lashon tzivui. Shamra is another form of shemor. The kometz under the shin is a kometz katan, and the shva under the mem is a shva noch. Words in this category are kometzim, ketanim, and the shva after it, shva noch. You will see there's no meseg after that kometz. For the same reason, the words in Avinu Malkeinu, the shvaim, are shva nochim, such as zochreinu, Kosfeinu, they are kamatim kitanim. Zochreinu is another form of zichor oisanu. Kosfeinu is another form of kisoiv oisanu. Also, other words that end with the suffix ending nu, such as karenu, Hashem hoshia, hamelech yanenu, v'yoim karenu. Also, words like ba'ochleinu, ba'ochleinu lechem lasoiva. The word kudar lo oimer. There is no meseg after these kamatzim. Therefore, they are all kamatzim ketanim. The next step, another category of words where we can differentiate these are kamatzim ketanim. There are words that have a dogesh after the kamatz. As an example, in the Shira, Oz Yashir, we have Ozi Vizimras Koh Vayehi Li Li Shua. Let us focus on the word Ozi. Since the Zion has a Dogesh, the Kamatz before it is a Kamatz Katan. The reason the Zion has a Dogesh is to compensate for the missing letter Zion, since the Shoresh is Ayin, Zayin, Zayin, Ozois. One Zayin is dropped. And to compensate for the loss of one Zayin, there is a Dogesh in the Zayin. Therefore, that Kamatz is a Kamatz Katan. Similarly, the word Choneinu. Choneinu me'itecha chochma bina vodas. The word Choneinu has a Dogesh in the first Nun to compensate for a missing Nun. Since the Shoresh is Ches Nun Nun, there should have been three Nunim. One is for the second letter of the Shoresh. One is for the Dogesh Chazak in the Nun, which doubles the sound. And one for the suffix Nu. So the Kamatz under the Ches is a Kamatz Katan. The next step, after you've absorbed all this, and this is the last category that I will speak about. The following words have something in common. The word vayokom, meaning he stood, vayoshav, meaning he returned, the word vayogar, meaning he lived, vayomol, meaning he circumcised. These words are examples of two consecutive kamatzim in a word, the first being a kamatz gadol, and the second being a kamatz katan. In the word vayokom, the kamatz under the yud, the first kamatz, is a kamatz gadol. The second kamatz under the kuf is a kamatz katan. In the word vayoshav, the kamatz under the yud is a kamatz gadol. The kamatz under the shin is a kamatz katan. The word vayomol, the kamatz under the yud is a kamatz gadol. And the kamatz under the mem is a kamatz katan. What is the explanation for this? This happened because of the various changes in the word. I will use one word as an example, and all words similar to this word have the same rule. Let us analyze the word vayokom. Notice I put the accent on the yud, vayokom. The shorish is kum, kuf vav mem. The middle letter of the verb is a silent vav. The shorish of all examples are also in the ayin vav category, where the middle root letter is a silent vav. Vayokom means, and he stood. If you divide the word vayokom into two words, it becomes hu kum, he stood up. The way the Torah expresses this word is by using a vav hamahapech, a vav that has the power to change a verb from past to future or future to past. The word vayokom is a word that has the vav hamahapech va, a patach under the vav, which is attached to the verb. Yokom is a short version of yokum. When the vav hamahapech is attached to the word, it became vayokom. Therefore, as a result of this change, the second komatz under the kuf became a komatz katan. To those who use Havorat Ashkenaz, it doesn't make a difference in sound whether it is a Komatz Gadol or Komatz Katan, because Havorat Ashkenaz do not differentiate between Komatz Gadol and Komatz Katan in sound. Both are O. However, Havorat Svardit do differentiate. They would say Vayakom. Again, they would say Vayakom, because the way they say a komatz gadol is with an ah sound. And for a komatz katan, they do say oh. So they do differentiate in sound between the komatz gadol and the komatz katan. Okay, this ends the shiur for today on komatz gadol and komatz katan.